This is Ernesto Aguilar on Sunday, July 28th, 2002, speaking with Makis of New York ABC, talking about INS and detentions and the role of the ABC and some of the work that New York ABC has done. Could you break down how New York ABC got interested and how you got involved with INS detention work and kind of where you're at today in that?
Well, basically what happened was we had a lot of friends that were doing it beforehand. So it made it a lot easier to make that transition because we knew people. But we talked about it in the collective and decided that it was like a very important step to take, seeing that kind of coming up with the analysis that INS detention is sort of the new development in the prison industrial complex and was going to be sort of the way of the future with both private prisons. And it's expanded so much to the fastest growing incarcerated population in America, going from like 5,000 to 20,000 in under 5 years. So we saw it as a big crisis situation. And then after 9/11, an even bigger crisis situation. And so we approached a group, the Coalition for the Human Rights of Immigrants, who's been doing detention work for a long time in New York, and is mostly a white and Central American, Mexican-based organization in New York, but also has participating chapters of CAV, which is the Coalition Against Asian American Violence, and a number of other immigrant groups. Went to their general meeting, ABC started showing up to their meetings and representing themselves, and we basically came back to the collective with the understanding that if you want to get involved with detention work, that you should just go as an individual to CREE and join their working group on detention. And so that's what we did. CREE is involved in a campaign with DESI's Rising Up and Moving, which is a South Asian group out of Queens, and the Prison Moratorium Project, which is a prison abolition group. And then that campaign is called the Stop the Disappearances Campaign, and they've been doing a lot of the detention work. And so a couple of us from the collective went and started working with CREE. And that's pretty much how it's gone from there.
How has this kind of work influenced or changed some of your political viewpoints, and how has it expanded your perspective politically?
Well, it really showed me that even, you know, as an Anarchist Black Caucus chapter, we definitely have something to bring to the table, but that if we're interested in organizing and interested in organizing towards like mass political change, that it's really important to find people and meet people where they're at and find who's already doing the work. And I always sort of understood that in theory from reading about different movements, but it was the first kind of realistic example that I had in my own life where it really, not only would it have been, I think, totally unethical to step in the way of other groups that have been doing the work and say, okay, we're doing it now, but it actually would have been totally impractical. And that the answers and the ideas that groups like Drum and CREE have come up with doing this work for so long were answers that we would have never been able to do. So that's one way. It's also really expanded me thinking about INS detention in terms of the prison industrial complex. It's often a forgotten issue, I think. I feel like often people acknowledge that it's a problem, but usually when you're at conferences and stuff and when you're at public events, it gets very little attention. And these are, because of the way the law is set up, there are people that need particular help. They don't have even the slightest protections of legal representation or of the right to confront witnesses. There's all these things, because it's a civil code, not a criminal code, that really makes outside support like absolutely crucial to keeping someone from either rotting in jail forever or going back to a country that they don't want to go to.
What is the situation today as you see it in terms of the status of immigrants and particularly the issue of detention?
I mean, it's getting worse and worse. Starting in 96, when the immigration laws got passed in 96 and when the anti-terrorism laws got passed by Bill Clinton in 96, things just started getting worse and worse, where indefinite detention became way more of a reality. People who were convicted of any, even the most like minuscule misdemeanor crimes, were facing detention because of them. And you could see that where these nativist trends in America started popping up in the early 90s, by 96 they were put into practice. And by September 11th, last year, it was kind of given carte blanche to take these things to the max with secret hearings, with secret evidence. It makes what the lawyers are doing almost impossible, because they have no access to any of the constitutional protections that they would if they were criminal lawyers. And public opinion is so swayed to the right on this issue, I would argue more than almost any other issue, that it's made the work really, really hard, but at the same time really, really crucial.
How can organizations and people who are concerned about these issues begin to get involved with them locally?
like I said, what we came to the conclusion of, and what I would really urge people to do, is just go out in your communities and find the people that are doing it. Find the organizations that have been doing it. Find the organizations that have a constituency base in targeted communities and in affected communities, whether they're, you know, South Asian or Latino or African or whatever, but people that whose constituency is based in the immigrant community, and ask them what you can do to help. And I just think I really urge people, especially in the Anarchist Black Cross formations and in other revolutionary formations, to realize that in this situation, it's really a lot more important to find the people that are doing the work and have the base, and maybe don't necessarily share your identical politics, but you will find that they're still doing really, really effective work, and you can maybe bring your politics to the table, but that, you know, you should respect that you're in their community and do what they think is necessary.
Any final thoughts?
You know, I'm really excited because I think there's a lot of really good work going on in New York. I definitely want to, you know, say again, like, I think Drum's doing amazing work. I think Cree's doing amazing work. And I think what was really amazing about those groups is that they were three groups that held revolutionary politics, that have abolitionist politics. And what was really amazing is that you have Drum, who does amazing community organizing and has an amazing base in the South Asian and the Arab communities. You have Prison Moratorium Project, who's bringing in a lot of the research and analysis that they've done over the years on the prison industrial complex and making that link, and Cree, who's been doing amazing immigrant work the whole time. And it's been really powerful because the work that's been going on in New York has, they've been providing some of the best services, some of the best casework, they've been doing some of the best public actions and protests, and they have, you know, abolitionist and revolutionary politics along with it. And so it's a campaign, it's one of the best campaigns I've seen since I've been politically active, so I'm really excited about it.